we created a research program that was called Judgmental Aspects of Reported Well-being. That was really held together by the dependent variable, which is really a good idea when you do research. How do people evaluate their own lives as a question? Opened up the door for a lot of stuff. You could now look at comparisons to your own past, at the way you think about your future, at comparisons with others, at the influence of mood, the influence of research instruments. Yeah. So, I mean, anything under the sun could be brought in under that. It wouldn't look like we're completely scattered and out of our minds, because we could tie it together with a dependent variable. So, so theoretically, there were three different lines. One was the role of moods and emotions in judgment. And we did this by having by putting people into happy and sad moods. Yeah. And that was work I started during my postdoc at Illinois with Jerry Kloor. What we did there was, like, we called people on sunny and rainy days, and not surprisingly, they're in a better mood on sunny days than on rainy days. They're also more satisfied with their life on sunny days than on rainy days. But that effect goes away when I ask you, how's the weather where you live? Because now you become aware that maybe it's not your whole life that's shitty. Maybe you only feel shitty because it's been raining for the last 5 days.
Yeah.
So you're getting this discounting effect. And I now call it feelings as information theory. And it works for a wide range of phenomena, from moods to metacognitive experiences, fluency, bodily sensations, and so on. The other piece that we did on the life satisfaction thing was what I would now talk about as, how do you construct a mental representation of your life and a representation of your standard against which you evaluate your life. That study was mostly Fritz Strack's work. It was a series of studies where we get you to think about good or bad stuff that happened to you recently or 5 years ago. And if you think about good stuff that happened to you recently, that's part of your life now. And now you're more satisfied with how your life is than if we got you to think of some bad stuff that happened to you recently. Yeah. So this is not looking at real life events. This is looking at we manipulating which aspect of your life you're thinking about. Yeah. So we either say, so tell us something, we're collecting life, what happened in people's lives, so can you tell us a bit about your life? What good things happened to you recently? Or to others we say, what bad things happened to you? So we put this stuff on your mind and then we ask you how satisfied you are. And of course it shows the impact of thinking about something good or thinking about something bad. No big surprise, yeah. But very problematic for a research program that assumes that your life satisfaction is determined by your objective conditions of life, right? Because the events that happened to you, we didn't influence. It's just the events we bring to mind. More important, when we say, think about something, tell us about something good that happened to you 5 years ago. Now, that good thing 5 years ago is no longer part of my life now. This is that good things that happened then. Relative to that great vacation you had, your life now isn't that great. You're back in your office and it kind of sucks. But relative to being in hospital 5 years ago, being back in the office is really nice. Right? So now we're getting contrast effects after a distance. And what that means is, logically, that the objective event in your life has different effects depending on temporal distance. So when you're hospitalized, that's a bad thing, and that's bad for you now and decreases your life satisfaction. But eventually, that nasty event becomes a great standard of comparison relative to which other pieces of your life are now looking, other periods of your life are now looking really good. Then we did a variant of this where we say to everybody, tell me about something that happened to you during the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And we again get the assimilation effect if we just do that. And for the other half, we say, tell us something that good that happened to you during the last 2 years, comma, that is before you enrolled at the university.
Yeah.
So this is a breakpoint in your autobiography that makes for a different grouping. It's my previous life as a high school student. It's my current life as a university student. And then the other piece, as you mentioned, is how easily that comes to mind. So if you're sitting there and you're having a hard time thinking of good things that recently happened. So tell me 10 good things that recently happened to you. It turns out people can easily do 5 or so.